The gift of time, experiences over things. Hi there, welcome back to Canadian Senior Moment. Yesterday we talked about thoughtful gifts on a tight budget. Today, we're exploring something even more valuable. The gift of your time and the experiences you can share together. If you've ever felt like your gifts aren't enough, because they're not wrapped in a box, I want you to reconsider. There's a reason the phrase, quality time, exists because time, especially your time, is the most precious thing you have to give. Why experiences trump possessions? Research backs this up, but you probably already know it in your gut. People remember experiences far more vividly and fondly than they remember physical gifts. Your grandchild might forget the specific toy you gave them last Christmas. But a day spent baking cookies with you? Learning to fish? An afternoon at the museum? Those become the "Remember when Grandma taught me" stories they'll tell for decades. For adults, it's even more true. Your adult children have houses full of stuff. What they don't have enough of? Time with you. Experiences they can only have while you're here to share them. Experience gifts that cost little or nothing. For grandchildren, teach them something you're good at: baking, woodworking, gardening, sewing. Regular grandparent days. Once a month doing their choice activity. Overnight visits with special traditions, breakfast for dinner, fort building, story time. Nature walks and exploring trips. Cooking lessons teaching them your recipes. Arts and crafts afternoons for adult children. Coffee dates, just the two of you, no agenda. Helping with projects at their house. Sharing your life stories, record them if possible. Teaching them to cook your specialty dishes. Going through old photos together and telling the stories. Attending their kids' events together. For your spouse or partner. Picnics in the park, any season bring a thermos. Revisiting places from your early relationship. Starting a new hobby together. Regular date nights, at home with special effort. Sunrise or sunset watching from your favorite spot. Creating new traditions just for the two of you. For friends, weekly walks or phone calls. Book club for two, read same book, discuss over tea. Afternoon drives to nowhere particular. Trying new, free, activities together. Being their companion for appointments or errands. Regular game or puzzle afternoons. How to package experience gifts. Experience gifts feel more special when presented thoughtfully. Create a certificate or card saying, "Good for one afternoon of cookie baking with Grandma," or "Monthly coffee dates, just us two." Add a small physical component. For a promised fishing trip, include a small tackle or lure. For cooking lessons, give them a wooden spoon with a ribbon. For museum visits, print information about upcoming exhibits. Make it feel official. Put it in an envelope. Maybe add a date or "to be redeemed anytime." The unexpected power of presents. Here's something beautiful about experience gifts. They often create reciprocal joy. When you give the gift of teaching your grandchild to bake, you get the afternoon of connection too. When you promise monthly coffee with your daughter, you get that relationship time. This isn't selfish, it's sustainable. The best gifts serve both people. For long-distance family, geography doesn't eliminate experience gifts. Regular video calls with a theme, weekly story time, monthly catch-up, holiday virtual dinners. Mail correspondence, real letters, back and forth. Shared activities remotely, watch the same movie and discuss, read the same book. Photo projects, sending old family photos with stories. Recipe exchange, make the same meal and eat, together, on video. When time feels limited, if mobility or health restricts you, experiences can still happen. Invite them to your home for specific activities. Share stories, teach by talking them through processes. Video record yourself doing teaching things for them to have later. Create memory books together during visits. Share your knowledge, that's an experience they can't get elsewhere. The gift that keeps giving. Unlike a sweater that wears out or a toy that breaks, experience gifts create memories that last forever. They strengthen relationships. They become family stories. They give both giver and receiver something that truly matters. Our shared wisdom. What's your most treasured memory with a family member? Something you did together that cost little or nothing? What experience would you love to share with someone this year? Tomorrow in part 3, we'll tackle the toughest topic. When and how to say no gifts this year, and actually mean it without guilt, without hurting feelings, with confidence and love. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment. Disclaimer. This article provides general suggestions for meaningful gift giving through shared experiences and does not replace professional advice for managing relationships or family dynamics.